here's some scores throughout the tournament. And on the girls' side of the game, LaSalle Lightning have overcome Masiarok Vikings by a score of 46-38 for a total score of, for fifth place, I should say, for DeSales, and LaSalle for fourth place, overcoming Masiarok. DeSales Irish, you saw the boys team upset last year's champs Republic. The girls winning today 53-44, taking fifth place. Garfield Palouse will take eighth. Curlew and Sprague Harrington getting ready to go, but over here on the boys' court, it's the Kings West Warriors who will take on the Northwest Christian Crusaders, who battle the undefeated Wallapa Valley Vikings. Scores in today's game on the boys' side: Republic Tigers beat the Via Bay Red Devils, who won in overtime over Column Bay, 80-54. The score here, the last year's champ to get to win the consolation bracket and go home with fifth place. Via Bay takes eight, their first medal since way back in the 1980s. Wahiakim fell to Lynn Richfield, the team that lost to Kings West on the second day, with Richfield taking fourth place by virtue of their 67-57 win in four quarters here in the game just before this one. Here's the starting lineup for tonight's match. Northwest Christian Crusaders: Joe Grew, a 5'9 sophomore guard, 4 points in the game, but averages over six on the season. Jesse Bowles, the senior, 6'1", post player, 5 assists in the game last night, 7.3 is average. Josh Greer, 5'11", senior, averaging just under 16 points, 15.5, at 8 and 3 rebounds in the loss to Wallapa Valley. Jared McConney pulled down 7 rebounds to go along with his 11 points. Carl Richardson led all scorers with 13, fouling out of the game. Also fouling out Jared Dom, the 6-foot senior. So that's the Northwest Christian lineup. We're expecting Jesse Reeves, Adam Schillmeyer, Eric Wright, and gang. We'll be joined by Stan Moore and John Lansma, four of the Warriors. Last night, Reeves, averaging 11, had 9, an uncharacteristic of him. A low percentage from the three-point line and also from the field. He shot 3-4. He shot 3-for-11 from the field on two-point territory and 1-of-3, the average out of 3-for-9 shooting from three-point territory. Had 3 assists to help the Warriors. They battled in every way. Adam Schillmeyer with only 4 points, had 8 rebounds and an assist, and do everything he can. It was Stan Moore coming up big down the stretch, closing again next, back into double digits with his 11 points and 3 rebounds. Eric Wright had 9, rebound and assist. And John Lansma, who's had an outstanding tournament to that game, no points and 2 rebounds. We expect them to be starting tonight and turning things around to claim that third place trophy, but there's a long road ahead. We'll get set and be right back with the starting lineup and the game. So must meet RBI Game of the Week.